And Veronica.
And we are here to celebrate you today, our dear and wonderful, beautiful listeners. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yes, 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 yes. Why are we so excited?
I don't know, but I'm gonna be excited with you.
Well, you know why? I am so excited because what you said earlier, and it just is a reminder. I'm breathing.
Praise God.
What else do you have to? If you ever needed any other reason to be excited, couldn't it not just start with the fact that you are alive?
Yes.
You hear birds chirping over there. I know. You hear birds chirping.
Up in here doing a heavenly chorus, okay?
Man, let me tell you, it is absolutely phenomenal to be able to on your own. No ventilator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, CPR needed.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No drugs, excessive drugs or any other thing to help keep.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a blessing to be alive. And so that is why I feel so excited. In addition to, from many, 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 many states across our country right now, today is voting. Today
yes.
Is Tuesday.
Yes.
Voting,
yes.
Voting,
yes.
Voting,
yes.
Voting.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Ow,
mm.
Ow. Get it.
Come on.
So
come on.
If you got some breath in your body, then yes. You need to be taking your body to the polls, right? You
yes.
Need to
yes.
Be
by
voting.
All means.
Voting.
Please.
Now,
please. Please. Please.
Please. Okay. Where you at down there? Where you at? Where you at?
I am in the great state of Michigan.
Uh-huh. And what's happening in Michigan?
They have had their primary already.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they are still doing a big push for getting folks, you know, ready for the next event.
And that is a big thing, right? So in order
yes.
to, what they say, you got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Get ready.
Right?
Yes.
So for
yes.
those of you all who are waiting for November, this mm-hmm. is here in Miami. This is
yes.
the practice, right? If you,
yes.
If you have a fear of going into those little voting booths and, you know, you really ain't feeling being confined up in all this space, this is a great opportunity to practice. Practice makes perfect. Listen, I started voting when I was 16, and I have not stopped since. I've been an independent registered voter. Why? Well, because sometimes, you know, I vote for the person's agenda, for the people
mm-hmm.
and the practices that they've exemplified prior to becoming in the office. I don't care if you was a gas station attendant. Damn it, darn it. If you're a gas station attendant, you were the best gas station attendant and you decide to run for county seat or a city seat or area, you did something in the community. And so I look for those things. And so it is imperative that you get out and vote. If you have local elections, wherever you're listening to us, we understand that we're based in Miami. We're based anywhere we can connect.
Amen.
But right now, we're based in two spaces right now.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that it is your duty. It is your gift. And if you're Black, you know what I mean when I say it is
mm-hmm.
a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift to be able to vote. It is not something that we were just given. It was never something that we were given. We fought. Bloodshed and tears
mm-hmm.
went down for the ability to vote. And for us, we must. I'm specifically talking to those that have decided, listen, I don't see nothing I like. Okay, I get you. Trust me, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind you something that my teachers used to tell me. I'm like, I don't see the answer. Well, the answer is on the sheet. But not all of these look correct. Well, pick the best one for you. Pick the best one. At this point, pick the best one, right? The challenge is always going to be, well, if your best was the best that everybody else decided to go with, or if your best was the best. No, you stick to what you believe, right? And by doing that, it does require you to be able to know who you're voting for. It is a plethora of judges on the ballots down here in Miami. And if you do not know who these judges are, again, they're not Supreme Court, no, but they are sitting circuit court judges who actually hear those cases that before they get to the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, you know? So you need to know who these individuals are. There's a organization called the Wilkie D. Ferguson Bar Association down here. You can get on their Facebook. For the last several months, they have been interviewing and giving candidates a platform to present their stance, what their platform is. They've been giving candidates this opportunity through a plethora of questions they've been asking them. You don't have any excuse to leave those spots vacant. Get on the Wilkie D. Ferguson Bar Association. Everybody has been invited to be on that space. You might need to look at multiple ones, but you have until what, 6-7 o'clock today to get your vote in. And it is it is vital, right? This is a life or death situation for a lot of us, you know, and I won't just say all of us because I understand some people are living on the edge of life already. But for a lot of us, it's a life and death situation. And so this being Tuesday, this being our family fun, friendly, exciting day, I just am elated that I can share this moment with my listeners and say to you, voting is your voice. And if you choose not to vote, then you have decided to stay silent and your voice will still be heard, but it will be heard from a muted standpoint, and whatever happens will happen. And that is the reality. We're getting ready for November, but there's some local. I'm a big advocate for local elections. You've been an organizer. You know this.
Yes. So one of the things I think we have to just remind everybody constantly is that the primary election is so key to what goes on immediately around us.
Yep.
And then also, let's be real, if you haven't been following who these candidates are and what they stand for, it's not too late for you to get a you know, the Cliff Note version of who is what and what is what.
Yep.
Okay. This also is not too late for you to, like, we've been given one resource. If you say the Women League of Voters or whoever it is that you follow, see who they're recommending. See who your local branch of your NAACP
ACLU
is recommending.
Yes.
Right. All these groups, they're all taking your teachers.
School
union.
Board. Yes.
Whoever,
yes.
Right. Whoever, whatever part, whatever group you connect to, see who they're endorsing. That don't mean you got to vote for them. That just gives you a chance to say, okay, this is they're recommending these people. Okay. Then you go in there with your little sheet and you mark them. If you're doing a mail-in, you can still mail it in. You can still mail it in by today. Here's the thing, y'all. We have heard all the stories about the current president trying to mess up the postal service. Y'all, part of that is a scare tactic. I'm going to just tell you, part of that scare tactic. Because as soon as we're all talking about it, no, we can't. You know what? You're going to take your thing and you're going to make sure you're going to see them postmark it, whatever you got to do to make sure you're going to turn it in wherever it needs to be turned in. Follow directions, y'all. Read through things and make sure. Then turn around and make sure your car is full of people.
Yes.
If you're not walking to your polling place, you know, my tradition is to walk to my polling place. But if I'm not going to walk, when I walk, I usually carry some folks with me as well. Make sure that you call your friends. Make sure you tell them, look, you need a ride. Y'all get your mask and let's go.
Yep.
Let's do that. So then this is one step in the process. And we are well aware that the system is not necessarily in our favor.
Nope.
But here's what we have to remember as a people. Our right to vote wasn't that long ago.
It was not. Nope.
This wasn't something that we've had since we arrived on these lands. This is something that our people, and this is where we need to really act like we are connected to one another.
Yep.
Don't tell me that Fannie Lou Hamer wasn't your auntie.
Yep.
Yes, she was. Yes, she will.
Yes, she okay. was. Mm-hmm.
So then when she recounts the story about how she was beaten.
Yeah.
And how she was violated in jail.
And forced to be beaten by other Black people.
Right, by other Black people. You need to remember, not just for Fannie Lou Hamer, but the two Black people that had to beat her.
Yeah.
Do it for them as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it for all of the struggles that we, for the officer
that was so caught up in the systematic forms of racism that he felt like it was humane
right.
to do what he did. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Do it for
and
him.
Even if we don't agree with everything that's going on, we know the system's broken. We know like some of these candidates, I'm still questioning myself, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I will honor the tradition of those who marched, who fought, who bled, who died,
yeah.
who got hung,
yes.
who got shot. I'm going to honor them
who got raped.
To the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the best of my... And I'm also honoring the ones who made sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
who fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
who gave water. Mm-hmm. I'm going to honor all of them by taking this
shelter.
One act.
That's right.
There, and the thing is, not just for Black folk, but people in general, there's always somebody hoping you ain't going to do nothing.
That's right.
Y'all, we can't be passive.
Not at all.
This is always our time. Not just because of this time. It's always our time to be actively engaged
yep.
in what goes on around us and how we prepare. Be the model for your children. I thank my parents for taking us to the polling place. Now, I understand we got restrictions, COVID. I got all that. But I know one thing for sure. When my father came out with his little card that showed that he had been in the polling booth, that was a little square card, that little square yellow card uh-huh. that he got. I held that card like I had been voting.
That you had been voting. Mm-hmm.
And then when I went and took my children with me to vote, and we got my little sticker,
mm-hmm.
they got theirs too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be the model for your children, because even if you don't like what's on the ballot, at least let they see that you practice an active engagement
yep.
in what's going on around you.
Yep.
I cannot stress that importance, because when children don't see you vote, they don't vote either.
Yep.
They become adults who don't vote.
Who don't vote. And they feel like they don't, and they feel the rhetoric of the people out there saying my vote doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna
mm-hmm.
tell you, your vote counts for you. Right.
Right.
Your vote counts beyond just what you think it goes towards. Your vote counts for all those many people that we just mentioned, those mm-hmm. that were on the activist side, those that were on the care side, those that were even on the opposing side.
Mm-hmm.
That's how important and impactful your vote is. So it is vital right now that we get excited about one, being alive. And mm-hmm. you being able to go to a voting booth to be able to vote. I am saluting and celebrating every once convicted felon. And
yes,
I mean,
yes.
You get
yes.
your time to shine.
Yes.
You
yes.
get your time to
you
shine.
You earn that.
You
yes.
earn that. That's right.
Yes.
You are no longer what they said you were. You are now
yes.
whole again. And so in that being, you get to shed light on what you know from your direction. We give you power. We give you permission to go out there and vote and bring more people. Bring
yes.
Don't just go by yourself. I voted early so that I can be active in helping campaign, because I did take up some actual judges who I was
okay.
very adamant about supporting, in addition to making sure that our state attorney Melba Pierce was able to get this move, right? We've had the same state attorney for so long, for 27 years, and not one officer has been convicted under the Miami-Dade, all the different things and issues that we've faced and experienced. And I've watched people endorse her. And listen, this is a new day. And
mm-hmm.
and if nothing else, Melba is very brave. This is a brave woman to go up against a machine. But
mm-hmm.
when I say that the machine that she's going up against is more fear than it is fact.
Mm-hmm.
It is more fear than it is fact. So that is why. So I put my arms, and then I also put my support behind 310, which is Nick. and I'm not going to botch up Adebali's name. I'm not going to botch up her name. But,
okay.
But that is for vote 310 on the ballot as well. We got to make sure that we do more than just say something. Mm-hmm. We got to be about it.
Right.
It's not enough just to talk about it. You got to be about it. And so it is our opportunity to use our platform, the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, to create yet again another PSA, PW, whatever you want to do. Not a PWI. We doing HBCUs. We know y'all went to PWI. We doing HBCUs.
Thank you. You know what? I just learned that PWI.
No, you did.
I swear I didn't. I never knew that. And my niece just told me, she's like, how did you not know that? That's it's been there. And I was like, I knew HBCU. I did not know PWI. And she's like, but you went to PWI. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
But we ain't never called.
But look, y'all never owned that. Yeah, that was right. The acronym that y'all owned.
I don't remember hearing nobody say it. But look, I digress. Anyway, go back because we got to let freedom ring.
We let freedom ring from where every mountainside, on the mountaintop and the valley low, we are letting freedom ring. And you are helping us to do that by getting out and vote. I'm going to ask that everybody who gets out and vote, please don't be shy about this. It's not the time to be shy about your vote. Show your sticker. They say it's against the law to show your ballot. So I'm not going to tell you to show your ballot.
Please don't show your ballot.
But don't pick me up, Lord. Don't pick me up. But if you do, please post your sticker. Please post you walking into the vote. Whatever you have to do to show outwardly that you voted, that you participated in this process, please do it. Why? Because it is about what you see. People are so impressionable these days. Everything is about what you post and how you respond. And so it is just as important for you to vote as it is equally important for you to share that you voted. If you love me, tell me you do. That's my India Ari. I love my baby because she gives me so many, 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 many jewels to rock. If you really love me, you know, show me. Tell me that you do. Show me that you do. Give me that ask. That you just go ahead and do that.
Now, let me just say this.
Go say it.
Let me say this. I just need to make space for those who, I hate to say it, may not have planned ahead.
Yeah.
And may not have planned to vote. Right. Make sure from this point forward that you take the time, you make the time, put it on your calendar to find out what you can do in your area, what is allowed, you know, because it varies state to state. Some people let you register on the day that you vote. Some people don't. I mean, some places don't. Mm-hmm. So find out if you have not. Now, we know there's still time to vote today. If you have not made that part of your priority and you cannot, please, from this point forward, educate yourself and those around you on what's coming up for the next election. And then from this point forward, make it a point that you don't ever miss an election. Especially our local elections. They all matter. They really do.
I gotta add another piece to this because it just came to my mind. I'm standing in front of a church right now. Mm-hmm. And there's this thing that pastors used to bug me. In fact, it does bug me, but I haven't been to a church in a little minute, so I ain't been able to be bugged on that level. But they would always say, turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, I want you to do this. I want you to go to the people that is around. You just go to your neighbor and say, did you vote? Neighbor, did you vote? Neighbor, did you vote? And if they don't say yes, then you ask them, can I help you to get to a poll? Can I help take you? I don't need to know why, right? Because the why ain't where we at right now. I don't need to know why. If they want to tell me the why, they'll tell me the why after I tell them, let me take you somewhere so you can vote. Let me take you. If they say, well, I can't vote because I ain't registered. Okay, let me take you to go get registered. Let's set up an appointment. Let me show you how to do it. Grab your phone. Because a lot of these things are now able to be done directly from your phone, your device.
Right.
about 80%, 85% of us have smartphones. Mm-hmm. I give that because I know the government has been issuing out a whole bunch of phones, and I know quite a few of them that have them, free phones.
Right.
A lot of them are smartphones. But they mm-hmm. even got smart because they want to collect that data from us. But I'm telling you, if you take this initiative, it makes the difference. You right. ask yourself, well, what can I do? I mean, I'm just one person. You are one person. Let me tell you what one rock can do in a petal and a pond. If you throw that rock in that pond, do you realize that you have changed the frequency or the currency, the direction of that currency? Something is there that wasn't there before. You got to understand that the power of your fingerprint is much, much, much greater than the eye can ever even see or the mind could ever think. So don't ever minimize your power. Your existence alone could wreak havoc or it can save souls, right? It can save lives, right?
Right.
I need you to get that. I need you to really, 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 really get that, because many of us are living already below our standard.
Yes,
our standard was already set, and so we've learned how to adjust to live below it. Oh, well, because I'm black, I have to follow these suits. And it's, no, 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 no. Because I'm an immigrant. No, 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 no. Because I don't have my green, my red or blue papers. No, 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 no. You still have set standards by grace and by the things that have brought you into this world. And the mere fact that you are breathing has established you on a different level. On a different level.
Vessel, do you know what? I'm going to throw in, when we do the neighbor, old neighbor.
Old neighbor.
Just remember this. The neighbor actually could be somebody in your house. Make sure everybody in your house is registered to vote.
That's a great start.
Please. Make sure everybody in your house goes to vote who is eligible to vote. Please. Make sure. And then, when you're standing next to somebody, did you vote? Have you voted? You need a ride.
Yeah. Did you get out to vote? Yeah, neighbor, oh neighbor, hey, did you get out to vote? You gotta go vote today, right away, oh.
Right away.
Yeah, this has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we're so excited that you are gonna get out and vote on this Tuesday. And if you need to register, get registered. This is the day. This is your day. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.